Animals are merely robot survival machines shaped by the survival imperative of their genes. That's the view of neo-Darwinist Richard Dawkins, who's argued that only humans make the error of true altruism. But is this really true? Lynn McTaggart, editor of the Living the Field Masterclass, has been looking at the latest evidence.
The definition of a thing like altruism is the very opposite of survival imperative, and it means to act unselfishly without regard for one's personal risk. People labor under the delusion that it's only humans that do this. But if you actually study the people who have studied animals in detail, like Jeffrey Masson, who's done several books, including When Elephants Weep, and a number of naturalists, you find that's absolutely nonsensical, and that animals are as capable of humans of random acts of kindness without any kind of chance of personal reward.
What sort of examples do we have of that then?
I find it really amazing to see that animals are very happy to share their food, particularly with other animals that have been hurt. There's a story that Jeffrey Masson recounts of Tetu, a mongoose, whose paw had been injured in a fight and he was unable to eat. So the other mongooses in the pack began foraging close to her so that she'd have more food, and they even gave up some of her daily food for her to eat, and they followed her along. They wouldn't actually hunt for her, but they would leave it around so that she'd have it. Other really interesting cases concern examples of animals adopting other unrelated animals. And I find the most amazing ones are of one species adopting another. There is this absolutely extraordinary study carried out where a group of researchers presented a mother rat with an unrelated rat pup, and she adopted it. So then they handed her other unrelated rat pups, and she kept adopting them too. So then they decided, after she'd adopt 58 rat pups, to see what she would do with other species. So they sort of gave her a smorgasbord of infants, mice, rabbits, kittens, and the mother rats, there were more than one, adopted the mice. Then, if they were strong enough, they'd drag back the rabbits to their cage. And they even tried to nurse the kittens, shoving them into position. But a kitten nurses while lying down, unlike a rat pup who stands up. So the kittens couldn't do that. But the point was, the rat was just programmed to take care of that which needed taken care of.
Now, what do you think the implications are for this fact that animals do act in this altruistic way?
Well, I think what it really means is that we have to really redefine the whole idea of intelligence in animals and animal brains and how animals operate. And it's one more stick of evidence to demonstrate that animals are sentient beings and understand and feel a huge range of emotion, far more sophisticated than we think.
Does it seem to imply that animals might have a different reason for being altruistic than perhaps humans do when they behave altruistically?
I think it's more of an impersonal reason. We oftentimes are altruistic because we're in a plane crash and we've sat next to the man next to us, and so we're going to help him out for some sense of charity and personal connection. But animals, it's impersonal. They will rush in when they see a baby that's in trouble in a stream, and they'll rush in and try to help the baby of another species, even though there's absolutely nothing to be gained and they've had no connection with that animal before. So it seems to suggest a being that has a sense sensitivity to the sanctity of life itself and a will to preserve the living, whichever kind of living it is, in whatever form, and a kind of a humility in the face of the life force that is very different from us and that we would really do well to emulate.
That's Lynn McTaggart.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.